Hey, Parcast listeners. We know that there are a lot of Parcast shows to choose from each day, and sometimes not enough time to sort through them all. That's why we've introduced Parcast Daily, where we sift through all of your favorite Parcast shows to highlight one timely and relevant episode premiering each day. Today's episode on Parcast Daily covers Bohemian Grove, a campground said to attract more than just ghost stories and s'mores. If you're short on time and still want your daily dose of Parcast, follow Parcast Daily, free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. We hope you enjoy the clip.
In January 2002, one man set out to accomplish what no other person had managed to do before: expose the truth of the Bohemian Club, a secluded, highly secretive, men-only club with headquarters in the Redwoods of California.
On his quest, he bounded through the forest. His moniker, the Phantom Patriot, was painted in red across his chest. He wore a rubber skeleton mask to protect his identity. To protect his life, he wore a bulletproof vest.
He was expecting resistance. He carried a shotgun assault rifle hybrid, a sword, a pistol, a crossbow, a knife, and a homemade bomb launcher. What he wasn't prepared for was the dark when his flashlight went out.
There was a reason the club made their home on a 2,700-acre, highly protected, private parcel of the Redwoods. They don't want to be found.
But when morning came, the Phantom Patriot couldn't believe where he was. In the heart of the grove, a 30-foot stone owl stood before him. It was the center of their ceremonies.
What atrocities were plotted or committed on these grounds? The blueprints for the atomic bomb, strategy for a new world order, pagan rituals, child abuse, and human sacrifice. They had to be stopped. So the Phantom Patriot set fire to their rec hall.
He was arrested shortly after, and his bail was set at $500,000. His real name? Richard McCaslin. The 37-year-old told reporters exactly what he was hoping to achieve.
I felt if physical damage was inflicted upon them and it got enough attention, the American people would rise up.
Welcome to Conspiracy Theories, a Parcast original. Every Wednesday, we dig into the complicated stories behind the world's most controversial events in search for the truth. I'm Carter Roy.
And I'm Molly Brandenburg.
And neither of us are conspiracy theorists.
But we are open-minded, skeptical, and curious. Don't get us wrong. Sometimes the official version is the truth.
But sometimes it's not.
You can find episodes of Conspiracy Theories and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. To stream Conspiracy Theories for free on Spotify, just open the app and type Conspiracy Theories in the search bar.
At Parcast, we're grateful for you, our listeners. You allow us to do what we love. Let us know how we're doing. Reach out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and Twitter at Parcast Network.
And if you enjoy today's episode, the best way to help us is to leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening. It really does help.
This is our first episode on the Bohemian Grove, home to the Bohemian Club, an exclusive, secret gentlemen's fraternity founded in 1872. Each July, the club hosts a 2-week festival that could be described as a bacchanal for the world's most prominent and powerful men.
This week, we'll explore what little we know about the club's founding and the events that take place inside the grove. We'll also examine those men and women who continue to protest the club's existence, as well as the journalists and reporters who have desperately tried to gain entrance.
Next week, we'll discuss some conspiracy theories surrounding the Bohemian Club. Were they responsible for the Manhattan Project, which developed the atomic bomb? Are they creating a new world order for global dominance? And do they actually practice human sacrifice?
The signs are posted everywhere. Private property, no trespassing, security cameras line the trees, metal gates block the road, guards man the outposts at all hours.
The Bohemian Club has made one thing crystal clear. If you are caught on their land, they will have you arrested.
And under United States law, they have every right to do so. But it's exactly this level of security and secrecy that has given rise to suspicion. What happens inside the Bohemian Grove? More importantly, why don't they want the world to know?
Here is what we can say for sure. The Bohemian Grove is located in Monterey, California, just a couple miles north of San Francisco. It serves as home to the Bohemian Club, a more than 150-year-old secret fraternity. The property spans 2,700 acres and is located in the heart of the Redwood Forests.
There are more than 100 different campsites on the grounds, all of which are situated around a central feature, a man-made lake. Watching over the lake is a shrine depicting a 30-foot stone owl, weathered from age. It sits atop a giant stone staircase nested in the trees and looms over an impressive fire pit.
If you want to see the grounds for yourself, have your pocketbook ready, because joining the Bohemian Club is not cheap. The initiation fee alone was $25,000 in 2009, and that's before your annual dues.
But money alone won't gain you entry. In order to be considered, you must be recommended by a number of its members, lest your name be relegated to the waitlist, which is rumored to be 15 years long. And of course, you're going to need to be a man.
Today, there are somewhere around 2,500 members, some of which are allowed to bring guests of note. We think you'll be familiar with many of the club's members and guests.
Names on the list include Hearst, Roosevelt, Eastwood, Twain, Bush, Cronkite, Cheney, Crosby, London, Reagan, Nixon, Ford, Muir, Powell, Rumsfeld, Schwab, Hoover, Scalia, and Kissinger. Membership is so difficult to secure that rumor has it, even our current sitting president, Donald Trump, has never been invited.
In order to get a sense of just how far the club has come, let's travel back to its founding in San Francisco in 1872.
In the late 19th and early 20th century, bohemianism was trending in a big way.
A bohemian lifestyle means taking pleasure in art, revelry, and hedonism, and is often associated with frugality, impoverishment, and an anti-establishment worldview.
The Bohemians were actors, writers, painters, and musicians who prided themselves on being untethered to worldly possessions. Some might call them hipsters or hippies. In theory, Bohemians were often spiritual. In practice, however, they worshipped indulgence.
In 1872, in a dimly lit room in San Francisco, a group of bohemian journalists began hosting gatherings for other like-minded men interested in the arts. But it was mostly an excuse to imbibe while raging against the conservative politics of the day.
It wasn't long before their revelry caught the attention of other bargoers, men who saw the good time they were having and asked to partake.
Though these new attendees loved hedonism, they shared little else with the bohemians. Their pockets were lined with money. But why turn them away, especially if they were going to foot the bill?
The bohemian artists dubbed their new friends men of use and referred to themselves as men of talent. The names seem to suggest a hierarchy of priorities. Talent came first. Money was a systemic convenience, and they were happy to manipulate the system.
But whatever their priorities were, they seemed to shift as the Bohemians realized just how much money can actually buy.
Their parties became more lavish and, in turn, more desirable. And nothing fuels desire more than exclusivity. You always want what you can't have. So the club became more selective and raised their barrier for entry.
Sometime around 1887, entrance fees were set at $100 a person, the equivalent of around $2,700 today. Monthly dues were the equivalent of $90.
The club seemed to shed all of their bohemian ideals except one, their love of partying. And by 1893, they started renting a portion of the Redwood Forest from the Sonoma Lumber Company to use as a getaway.
In 1901, they purchased 160 acres. That parcel of land would eventually expand to the 2,700 acres that it is today. That's 4.2 square miles, more than three times the size of New York Central Park. Nested within those forested acres are a number of different subcamps.
The most important are the main gathering areas: the Grove Stage, a 2,000-seat outdoor amphitheater; the Campfire Circle, a large fire pit surrounded by benches carved from redwoods; the Clubhouse, a multi-purpose entertainment and dining facility;
and of course, the heart of it all, the Owl Shrine and the lake.
The facilities only account for a small portion of the Grove's land. Members and guests are free to roam about the forested grounds and lose themselves amongst the trees.
There, within the freedom of the forest, far from witness or worry, the debaucheries of the Bohemian Club could become legend.
And as the mythos grew, it piqued the interest of some powerful figures.
In the early 20th century, attendees started to include men like President Herbert Hoover. And as more attention was paid to the Grove, the club's privacy measures only increased.
The press became a distinctly unwelcome guest. All forms of cameras, videos, or tape recordings were banned.
Everything that happened in the Grove went entirely off the record. Its members and guests were sworn to secrecy.
By 1930, a total media blackout began.
And even the official story becomes hearsay.
Except for financial records. Thanks to the group's status as a 501c7 social organization, meaning they're actually exempt from federal taxes, their finances have to be available to the public.
And those records highlight the irony of the group's bohemian roots. As we've said, the entrance fee is currently set to $25,000. But in 2017, the Bohemian Club's total revenue was just shy of $10 million. Their total assets were more than $20 million.
And that's what was reported to the IRS. It's interesting to note that their numbers have remained suspiciously consistent over the years. In 2011, their total revenue was $10 million, and their assets were $18 million. You'd expect peaks and dips as the economy flows and ebbs, but the Bohemian Club's official holdings remain suspiciously steady.
And when CEOs, CFOs, and financial executives like billionaire Charles Schwab are members of the club, some question what wealth the Bohemians are hiding overseas or what tax breaks they're able to secure. After all, some of them helped pen the laws.
Apart from these financial records, everything else we know is thanks to a few brave men and women who risked their freedom to infiltrate the Bohemian Grove. And some have faced dire consequences for uncovering the secrets.
To hear the rest of this episode, follow Parcast Daily free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.